Good record. It's not going to make it to my internet show, but I like it. And that was Paul Whiteman with Moonlight and Roses. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're coming to you from Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College at the Bristol Student Center. So if you want to come in and punch me in the nose, I'll give you directions. And my wife, we have to get in line behind her. So back to our theme, shall we? I don't care. How lucky. That was the West End Jazz Band of Chicago, and doing a fine job. That was from last year, from their latest CD, which is called The Gold Diggers of Broadway, and I commend them to you. And if you want to read about all their doings, there are links to them on my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. You can just type Radiola into Google, and chances are within milliseconds you'll find where I'm lurking. I'm lurking in there somewhere, but you'll find me. And before that, we had a strange thing, and that was a CD. of course, it was a CD because I put it on a CD, but it was a cylinder. And it was Harry Fay, I Don't Care If There's a Girl, 1909. So we had both the oldest and newest recordings that I'm going to play tonight. Now we're going to delve back into the 1920s, as we should. Before that, though, I wish to issue a program note. Tomorrow night, in this time slot, you will hear Mark Fuller with The Big Sound of Retro Radio, and I hope you listen to that. If you don't want to go as retro as I go, if you want to go retro like 40 years rather than 80, or 75, as the case may be, then by all means check out Mark's wonderful program. He absolutely gets letter perfect, sound pitch perfect a recreation of the sounds that you used to know when you listened to AM radio back in those days. Now, of course, everything is terribly corporate, and actually I'm a robot. But if you want to hear real radio, as she is known, then I commend that program to you, and that is on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and that'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I think he should bring in his own CD player, and I'll advise him to do so. Can plug it right into the MP3 jack here. I know how to do that. I'm technically proficient. Anyway, Big Sound of Retro Radio tomorrow at 8. Now, continuing with this real retro, real antediluvian radio of Radiola, which is this program. Here's the California Ramblers from 1929 from an Edison needle cut recording, which meant that you could play it on your Victrola, not just your Edison diamond disc, which unless you had a special fitting, you couldn't play it on that. Edison wised up a little too late, I'm afraid. And here's Broken Idol. So, you know, watch how you carry those things.
brother's got a gold chain on his back. Mom, shake that thing. Why don't you shake that thing? Why don't you shake that thing, baby? Oh, you know you ought to shake that thing. Boop dee doo bee dee da da dee dee.
Take that thing, Barbecue Joe and his hot dogs. I'm hungry. That was Joe Wingy Manone winging his way through that one. That was an excellent recording of that. Don't hear that often enough. I really like that recording, especially the lines about King Tut. I don't know if he was shaking his thing, but he didn't live long to shake it, that's for sure. Before we Barbecue Joe, we had Maynard Baird and his orchestra, Postage Stomp. Yeah, but Stomp with Care. 1930, both from 1930. And before that, the California Ramblers, Broken Idol. Nothing says cultural condescension like temple blocks. Can't get enough of them. That one's for Albert W. Cataldi, and he knows what I mean. And but he's not listening tonight. He's in no condition to listen. Drunk again. And continuing on Radiola, here's Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. Eddie Lang in there, Jack Teagarden. What a gang. They had a very ecumenical recording session here in 1929. And this was keeping with our roughhousing and not handling with care theme, Knockin' a Jug.
Thank you.
Yes, it's as close as we're going to get to heaven tonight. That is Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Tough Breaks. I love that backbeat. It's sort of like reggae, except it's actually interesting. I've just insulted a whole bunch of people, I guess. And I know reggae just doesn't seem to go anywhere, but Benny, boy, what a sound. Love that band. 1928, Tough Breaks, indeed. And before Tough Breaks, we had the Little Ramblers, Fallin' Down. I feel like the guy in that movie. I really do. You know, just don't push me. Don't push me. I'm the guy in that movie tonight. So just watch yourself. And that was from 1925. Before that, Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Knockin' a Jug, 1929. Now, vocals. We're going to start with a guy nobody's ever heard of outside of a few wizened and decrepit record collectors and their heirs and assigns. Charlie Palloy, who recorded for the Budget Crown label in the early 30s, and this was sounded like Bing, played like Eddie, and disappeared without a trace in 1933. So if he's out there, give me a call. That'll about do that. And here's Charlie Palloy from 1932. Try a Little Tenderness.
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she might never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A smile, a word, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be, if he'll just realize. Makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
I got right up on my horse. You see the broom, of course. was my horse. When somebody moved my horse, I put down a kaboom. I cried and cried and ran home to mom. It's all right now, but see how that certain place was hurting. Mother put me straight to bed, oh my head. In my dreams I moved to bed, I put down a kaboom. London Bridge is far away, but I went there one day. Water underneath all day, I fall down there.
I think a name tag should pretty much be a preventative in that case. I've gone and lost my little yo-yo, Billy Cotton and his band. Pushing those censorship rules. 1932. And before that, we had Annette Hanshaw getting very infantile, which is not terribly like usually wonderful stuff, but she was really laying it on thick with a trowel there. I fall down and go boom. 1928, starting with Charlie Palloy, Try a Little Tenderness. And that was from 1932. Now, a merciful absence of vocals, perhaps. If you'd like to just sit and think a while, I have some music for you now. Fats Waller on the piano, 1929. Numb Fumblin'.
Stop it.
Yes, we're trucking, but I hope you're handling with care. And that was, who was that? That was Browning and Starr, Henry Starr on the piano, and Browning was the other guy. I'll have to look at the notes later on that. Truckin', that was from 1939. Before that, we had Lonnie Johnson, Steppin' on the Blues. And, again, I ought to write these things down. About 1927, that sounds about right. And beginning with Fats Waller, 1929, Numb Fumblin' on the piano. Nice respite from some of the vocals we've had lately. And now, as we wind down, here's Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Not That I Care. No, I do care, but that's the name of the song, Not That I Care. And that's from 1931. Thank you.
that we're through, everything's well. Not that I care if a new boy dances with you and does my old steps and perhaps quite as well. Not that I care, why should I care who you go for? Let someone else get his goodnight kiss at your door. But after he goes, don't you dream of me anymore. Not that I care, why should I care?
Well, that was Minnie the Moocher kicking the gong around, which I don't think the CIA was involved then because it didn't exist, but somebody was supplying it to her. And before Cab Calloway and his orchestra sang that, did that in 1933, yeah, well, let's talk about conspiracy theories, shall we? Before that, Benny Goodman in a rather, a mild reading of Not That I Care. Apparently he didn't care either. And that was from 1931. We're coming down to a close, but we're going to continue broadcasting here with an acoustic mix of delectable goodies, which I'm eager to hear myself as we drive down the hill back to Utica. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I've been here with 2 hours. Next week I'll be here at 8 o'clock again, so you'll know when to tune in, and I hope you do. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here is Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, and this is something handle with care indeed, and this is called Please Be Kind.